Studies have shown that work stress is more closely associated with health complaints than any other life stressor, including financial or family problems. In this first episode of a series I'm dedicating to National Stress Awareness Month, I'm talking about work stress, work trauma, race-based trauma, and how all of those can impact your career growth. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. So, April is National Stress Awareness Month, and in honor of that, all the podcast episodes this month are going to be focused on understanding work stress, how work stress can impact your career growth, strategies for either avoiding or navigating work stress in those situations where you can't avoid it. So, because I know that it's important to address systemic factors in addition to individual factors. So me talking about work stress on the individual level without addressing environment and systems that might be causing that work stress on the individual level is absolutely not effective. Because I know this, I'm going to be sharing, you know, signs that you might be experiencing work stress, how to identify it, how to navigate it, and so on. In addition to those, there will be episodes that are going to be focused on the organizational lens to work stress. So how might environments be leading to employees experiencing work stress? What can leadership do to address or navigate or create spaces that are not stressful for employees? And there's a specific leadership style that I'm going to be talking about in more detail throughout this month. So to start us off today, I want to talk about work stress, work trauma, toxic stress, and how all of those, how exactly they impact your career growth. So really getting us clear on defining terms, understanding what things look like, and connecting that to your career growth, your career success, and your career outcome. So let's start with the most basic question here. What exactly is work stress? Well, actually, before I define work stress, I think it's important that I share that there are three types of work stress that can be experienced, okay? First, we have positive stress. Positive stress is mild stress in the context of challenging work that tends to lead to growth, resilience, and you developing coping skills. So think about maybe if you're starting a new job, that can be a stressful experience, but it's stressful in a way that might be exciting, that might lead to you developing new skills, that might lead to you learning new ways of communication. So there's usually this positive result on the other end, or maybe even taking on a stretch project at work. So yes, there might be moments where that is a bit stressful, but it's stressful in the way that it's stretching you, it's allowing you to develop new skills and to grow. So that's positive stress. Positive stress leads to growth and resilience. Then we have tolerable stress. Tolerable stress is moderate stress that occurs or that we experience because of a serious but temporary stressor. Okay, the stress response that we experience as a result of this event is usually buffered by support systems. So we might experience something that, yes, can be considered stressful, but because we have either the right structures, systems, or supports in place, we are able to cope with that tolerable stress and eventually recover from it. So an example of this might be losing your job, but maybe you knew that the job loss was coming. And so the job loss occurs in the context of you also having financial and emotional support so that the job loss doesn't lead to this spiral in your life. So that's tolerable stress. And then finally, we have toxic stress. Toxic stress refers to prolonged, continuous exposure to events that cause really severe, hardcore distress and a constant activation of your body's stress response system. So the way I like to talk about this is an activation. So when you experience events that literally activate your body, it gets your, when I say activate, so that really just means muscles are clenched, heart is racing, breath is coming fast, you're sweating, your temperature is up. That's your hot system has come on, you're activated. And when you consistently experience situations or events that mean that you are regularly activated, so it's your body is constantly responding to stress without moments for you to come down, to regulate, to deactivate, that's toxic stress. It's continuous. You're regularly on guard, regularly aware, regularly activated. And this is usually where trauma sets in, because really what trauma is this, is when your body, I should say, when your body has been pushed beyond its stress tolerance limit. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. We're going to talk about trauma in a bit. So think of toxic stress as maybe experiencing chronic bullying at work, experiencing regular discrimination, being in work environments where you don't feel seen, you don't feel valued, you don't feel heard, you don't feel respected, or even experiencing job insecurity. All of these things can cause you to stay in this constant state of being activated, where your body is regularly responding to stress, that there's no breathing room for your body to just come back and regulate to normal. So in this episode and throughout this series, when I talk about work stress, I'm focusing on toxic stress, okay? Harmful stress that when left unchecked can ultimately lead to trauma and trauma symptoms that impede your career growth. So now back to that question I asked earlier, what is work stress? So the U.S.'s National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health defines work stress as the harmful physical and emotional responses that occur when the requirements of a job don't match the capabilities, resources, or needs of the worker. So pretty much stress is what happens when you're doing work that is not aligned. Like, it's just that simple. It's not aligned with your abilities. It's not aligned with the resources you have. It's not aligned with your values, which are your needs. When you're doing unaligned work, there are physical and emotional responses that occur, and that is work stress. Ultimately, work stress happens when there is a lack of fit between you and your work environment. And here's the crazy thing. And I don't like to use the word crazy, so I take that back. Forgive me for using that word. But here's, I should say, the mind-blowing thing for me. Okay, I want to share some numbers with you. Studies have shown that a quarter of employees view their jobs as the number one stressors in their lives. Consistently, research shows that work stress is more strongly associated with health complaints than any other life stressor. Any other, like above financial and family problems, work stress is the most linked to health problems. Three quarter, like half and another quarter of employees believe that they have more work stress than previous generations. People are stressed. If you're listening to this, I bet there's a part of you that's like, you know what, Tega, that's me, girl. I'm stressed. My work is not aligned. And I feel you. I feel you. And I feel the three quarter employees who say that they're stressed. And so when we think about what leads to stress, you know, physical stresses like poor office layout, bad lighting, noise, bad posture, those can lead to stress. But I think the more insidious ones are the psychosocial stresses. So high job demands, inflexible work hours, lack of autonomy, bullying, harassment, job insecurity, ineffective management or supervision, all of those can really increase the amount of work stress that you experience. And research that links work stress to physical and mental health outcomes is well established. Like, there is no arguing with this. This is facts on facts on facts. Work stress is connected to high blood pressure, obesity, high blood cholesterol, weight gain, all of which can lead to heart attack or strokes. Work stress physically has been linked to chronic back pain, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers. Mentally, work stress has been linked to anxiety, burnout, depression, substance use, like just, and naturally, if as a worker, you're constantly operating at high stress levels. So at your job, you're always feeling, or I should say more often than not, you're feeling stress, and you experience these negative health outcomes that I mentioned, then it stands to reason that your performance will also be impacted, right? Like, you are not going to perform at your optimum if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling burnout, if you're feeling depressed, if you have chronic back pain, if you have irritable bowel syndrome. Your work is going to be impacted. But before we keep going, I think it's also important to clarify the difference between work stress and challenge in work, right? So how does work stress differ from challenge in work? Like I said earlier, there are different types of stress: positive stress, tolerable stress, and work and toxic stress. So positive stress generally energizes us psychologically and physically and helps us grow and develop. Okay, challenging work tends to fall under positive stress because challenging work motivates you to learn new skills, motivates you to master your job. Generally, when you're experiencing challenging work, you want to grow, you want to keep getting better in the work that you're doing. Usually at the end of doing something challenging, you feel energized as opposed to demoralized. Challenging work is generally important for healthy and productive work. So that is not what I'm referring to when I talk about work stress, because work stress occurs when you're doing work where you can't meet the demands and you're experiencing some of those physical and mental health impacts that I shared earlier. So when we think about toxic stress, if you remember, I said the sort of like presiding factor here is that it's chronic. You are constantly experiencing these stressful situations that are preventing you from ever regulating, or actually preventing your body from regulating. Well, toxic stress that constantly occurs is usually what leads to trauma because of that prolonged activation of your system. So this is a good time, I think, to define trauma and work trauma, because a lot of times people think of trauma as the event. People think trauma is the car crash or the loss of a loved one or the earthquake. But trauma is not an event. Trauma is your body's reaction to an event that has overwhelmed its stress response system. And I'm really emphasizing this because if we think of trauma as an event, then we assume that everybody's traumatized by the same things. But we all have different stress tolerance limits. And so one experience or one event that might be or feel traumatic to you might not be to the next person. So trauma is really the body's response system. When the body has gotten to that place where your stress response system is now dominating your mind, it's dominating your experiences, and you are operating from that space of either fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. So work stress really is just trauma that is caused by work-related factors, work-related settings, and work-related situations. Work stress occurs when you experience these chronic stressful situations at work that lead to your body's stress response system being overwhelmed. I mentioned some situations earlier that can lead to work stress. I think of things like, or I should say work trauma, constant toxic feedback practices, bad management, bullying at work, discrimination, especially race-based discrimination. I'll talk about race-based trauma in a bit here. I think of lack of clear roles or responsibilities, lack of clear routines. All of those can lead to your system being traumatized depending on your stress tolerant limit. And the unfortunate thing that I think is often not talked about is that work trauma ultimately impacts your self-esteem, your assertiveness. It leads to high levels of anxiety. It impacts your ability to trust people. It leads to more guilt. It also really negatively impacts your, and I'm about to get nerdy and technical here, but if you think about the brain, the frontal, and I wish you could see me because I'm pointing to like my forehead right now, but the frontal cortex, the front part of our brain called the frontal cortex, that's the part of your brain that is responsible for really cognitive processing, higher order thinking. That's the part of your brain that's responsible for, you know, creative thinking, for future planning, for conversation, for language, really. And when you are an individual who has experienced trauma and is experiencing a trauma response real time, what usually happens is your frontal cortex shuts down. the part of your body, part of your brain that's responsible for higher order thinking, literally shuts down. The example I always like to give people is, have you ever been in an argument with someone and, you know, you had the argument and when you were done, you were in the shower. It always happens in the shower. And while you're in the shower, you start rehearsing that conversation and everything you wish you said comes flooding back into your brain. Oh, I should have said this and that. And like you are rehearsing the statements and you're like, if I get a chance, here's what I'm going to say. Like all these like eloquent, perfectly put together rebuttals are coming to your brain. It's like your brain just came back online when you were in the shower and you're beating yourself up like, dang it, why didn't I say that in the moment? Well, it's because your brain really did go offline when you were having that argument. You were stressed. And because you were stressed in the moment, your ability to think logical thoughts, you lost some of it. You lost some language abilities. You lost the ability to pull big words from your brain. And when you were in the shower, when you got back to being regulated and you were thinking calmly, your frontal cortex came back online. And that's why now you're thinking of all these wonderful rebuttals. That's a very simplified example of how I like to help people understand what it can feel like real time for someone to be having a trauma response. Their ability to think clearly, their ability to pull on logical higher order thinking literally leaves them in that moment. And so long term, trauma symptoms can impact your ability to even just set and develop career goals. Okay, because career goals require that higher order thinking. Trauma symptoms can make your interests, your personality, your skills a lot less clear and less stable. And you need all of those for effective career functioning and decision making. And you know, as I alluded to earlier, I can't have this conversation without talking about race-based trauma or race-based traumatic stress. Because one thing we know is that a lot of workplaces are still very unsafe for Black people, Hispanic people, Native American people, Asian people, people of color in general, multiracial people, especially in Western society where individuals are racially minoritized. In my context, I'm thinking of the American context because that's where I'm currently at. A lot of people, and I know this from working with my clients, a lot of the women I work with have talked about experiencing race-based trauma. And so race-based trauma specifically, so, you know, I talked about trauma in general is this stress to your system that's consistent and your body's response system is overwhelmed. Well, think of race-based trauma as the mental and emotional injury that happens when the stress is as a result of racial bias, racial discrimination, racism, ethnic discrimination, or hate crimes. So when you know that the stress you are experiencing at work is because of your race, you are not getting promotions because you are Black, you are not getting paid less because you are Hispanic, you are being talked over in the meeting because you're the only Black one, you are regularly shut down in conversations because of your skin color. When you know that you're experiencing these discriminatory behaviors because of your race, that is race-based trauma. And race-based trauma is very different from regular trauma, or I should say non-race-based trauma, because it is insidious and it is historic. It is also generational, especially in America where slavery was the foundation of this nation. Race-based trauma is one that also can be experienced just vicariously when you are seeing people who look like you being discriminated against, being excluded, being experiencing prejudice. That can lead to you experiencing this vicarious race-based trauma because now you're wondering, are you going to be treated the same way? And so your body's now getting activated to protect you preemptively from the stress it anticipates coming your way. Racial trauma is unique because it's a direct attack on your racial identity. And if you are a person of color, it makes it pretty much impossible for you to truly escape from that racial trauma because you can't hide your race. You can't hide your skin color. So like I said, I wanted to define those terms to start us off, right? So I've defined work stress, work trauma, and race-based trauma. But how exactly do work stress and work trauma impact your career growth? What does that influence look like on your career directly? Now, there are many ways that we can talk about your career being impacted. I mean, I've already talked about some of those physical and mental health impacts. And when you are not operating at optimum physical or mental health, your work is going to suffer. That's just fact. But I also want to share with you a specific concept or specific ways that work trauma and work stress can impact your career growth. So in the career development world, there's something we talk about called career adaptability. We all have and need career adaptability to be successful in our careers. And what that is, career adaptability really just refers to what it sounds like, to be honest. It's your ability to adapt to career and work-related tasks, transitions, and issues. So career adaptability refers to how well are you able to adapt to and cope with transitions that happen throughout your career. And your career adaptability is influenced by four C's, the letter C. That's concern, control, curiosity, and confidence. And what we know from the research is that trauma symptoms, when you are experiencing or have experienced trauma, it fundamentally, and I'm going to talk about this more in a future episode, but just know that trauma fundamentally changes the brain. It changes how you interact. It changes how you see the world. And when you are experiencing those symptoms that are changing your personality, really, they also impact your ability to engage in concern, control, curiosity, and confidence, which you need all four of those for career adaptability. You need all four of those to pretty much, I should say, sort of like flow with and move with transitions and issues as they show up in your career. So let me talk very briefly about those four C's to help you really understand how work trauma can specifically impact your career growth. So the first C is concern, and concern refers to the importance of planning for the future. So how do you plan for your career future, developing hope for your career future? Because when you have that hope and when you're able to plan for that future, you are more likely to be able to cope with those career-related tasks and issues I mentioned. Here's the thing. Trauma causes physiological changes to your brain that impacts your ability to develop solid relationships. So when you are distrustful of people around you, when you're distrustful of even yourself and your decision-making abilities, it can make it hard for you to establish the foundational relationships that are needed for that career concern. Okay. When you are feeling really distrustful of yourself, of your environment, and of your relationship, then you easily become very pessimistic about your career future. And so that's where concern gets impacted. And so it makes it harder for you to adapt to career-related issues. Control, so career control, refers to really your belief that you have control over your career future. Okay, your belief that you can engage in intentional and responsible career decision making that will lead to you reaching your career goals. Well, similar to what I said earlier, when you have or are experiencing trauma or trauma symptoms, it makes it difficult for you to self-regulate. So you are easily activated. And when I say activated, I mean an emotional activation where you are hyper aware of your environment. You are always scanning. You are maybe feeling distrustful. You are maybe even experiencing intrusive thoughts. You are losing some control over yourself. To be honest, you feel like you're losing control over your body's reactions, your body's response, in addition to your thoughts, your responses, and your behavior. If you feel like you're losing control over yourself, inherently, you're going to feel like you're losing control over your career too. And so that's how trauma can start to impact your control, is you think that you don't have any say in how your career is going to turn out. You don't think that you can make decisions about your career. You don't trust your ability to make decisions about your career. And thirdly, we have curiosity. So career curiosity refers to your ability to explore the career options that are available to you. It's having this sort of inquisitive attitude that leads to you being willing to test options that are out there and explore options and take on new projects and try new things. And two key things that are necessary for career curiosity is a strong sense of self and a strong sense of safety. You have to feel this solid sense of who you are and feeling safe in your environment to explore opportunities and to explore options and to be curious. Well, trauma responses negatively impact your sense of self and your sense of self-safety. One very, I would say, foundational marker of a trauma response is never feeling safe, even when other people might think you should be safe. Trauma responses mean that you might always be perceiving danger, even when people around you aren't perceiving that danger. And the constant responses that you are exhibiting can also mean that you're starting to lose a sense of who you are. And without both of those things, it's going to be so difficult for you to be curious about your career and pursue new opportunities and new options. And then finally, confidence. And confidence just refers to your ability to handle any barriers or obstacles that show up when you're pursuing your career goals. Okay, what are the barriers that are in the way of you reaching your career goals? Well, you need to really believe in yourself to feel confident in your career. Like, what are your self-efficacy beliefs? What are you telling yourself about who you are in the world of work and what you can achieve? What are you telling yourself about your ability to cope with barriers? If you don't believe in yourself, you're going to be less confident in your ability to reach your career goals. And so trauma negatively impacts your ability to execute career-related tasks. So your ability to, whether it's apply for the job or ask for the promotion or ask for the new role or, figure out how to transition into a new career, because you lose confidence in yourself. And so you're not going to, or you're less likely, I should say, to step out and really try on those new career tasks that might lead to you reaching your goals. Those are four specific ways, and it all ties back to one, right? It all ties back to career adaptability. But I wanted to share that with you as I wrap up this episode, just so you understand concretely, how does stress and trauma impact your career? Okay, what does it look like for stress and trauma to get in the way of your career growth, to get in the way of you reaching your career goals? So hopefully this episode has helped you start to think about your own experiences at work, start to think about if you are experiencing stress and what that's presenting as and ways that stress and maybe even trauma experiences have gotten in the way of you reaching your career goals. I hope this was helpful for you. I'm looking forward to chatting with you in the next episode, where I'm going to be focusing a bit more on the organizational piece of work stress. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If you haven't yet, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Also, let's continue the conversation. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram. Tag me at Her Career Doctor and let me know your main takeaway. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.